I was originally inspired to do the trip by the possibility I have as a school teacher. I have this wonderful 8-week summer holiday, and I knew with a flying bike adventure like this I'd be at the mercy of the weather, and I thought I need a decent period of time, perhaps a month, in order to do this trip.
Cordial viewers, hello and welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. Today we visit England to meet an extraordinary man who undertook a fantastic journey spanning the length of the United Kingdom on a flike, or flying bicycle. John Carver, he's just an everyday Englishman, a 37-year-old information technology teacher at Cotswold House School in Oxford with a passion for flying. He's diabetic and was looking for a way to support research seeking a cure for childhood diabetes. Mr. Carver then came up with a unique fundraising idea, a venture that had never been attempted before on a flike. He decided to fly and ride his three-wheeled flying bicycle the entire length of the United Kingdom, from the south of England to the northern tip of Scotland.
I love flying. I've been flying this thing for about 6 years, and I've always loved flying. And I thought, what a very exciting adventure to combine flying and bicycling, and most importantly, to raise some money for charity, which is something I've never really done before in a big project. And this is such an unusual machine that I thought would be a great opportunity for me to raise some funds for a charity that was close to me.
His journey and eventual accomplishment of his goal earned him worldwide media attention and inspired the enthusiastic support of the public. He thus was able to raise over £17,000 for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, a non-profit organisation whose chief mission is to find a cure for type 1 diabetes. The foundation is the number one charitable funder of diabetes research globally.
The charity that I was raising money for is called the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, the JDRF. And basically, in a nutshell, what they do is they research ways to cure diabetes in children. Since I was six, I've been a diabetic myself, type 1. So I've been jabbing myself with insulin 4 or 5 times a day and doing all of the routine of blood testing for over 30 years now. And so I remember what it was like as a kid and all of the difficulties and the challenges. And I would feel it'd be great to put something back in and to help in the pursuit of a cure, which would really make life so much easier for these youngsters that do suffer this disease.
Mr. Carver's flike was designed in Germany by a company called Fresh Breeze and is one of only two in the United Kingdom. It is essentially a three-wheeled bike equipped with a 300cc two-stroke engine, along with a propeller and a large parachute that looks like the flag of the United Kingdom or the Union Jack. Mr. Carver now explains the flag in more detail.
So this is the flag, the flying bike, and it's basically three parts to it. We've got the trike here, which is a three-wheel, and on the front I've got 14 gears, and I can pedal this thing quite happily on the road and whiz around and go about 20 miles an hour on the flat, which is great. On the back, we've got the motor, and this detaches from the trike. This can be worn on the back, actually. And this motor is basically just a big lawnmower engine. Instead of a lawnmower blade, it's got two propellers, and they push me forward like a hovercraft. And on the ground, I can go about 40 miles an hour. That's a lot of fun. It's like a go-kart. And the third bit is not actually on view here, but you'll see it on the video, is the parachute, which attaches to these carabiners here. And I trust my life to these things, so I hope these are secure. And basically, the parachute lines go in there like that, and you'll find that as basically I power forward, the parachute gets inflated behind me on the grass, comes up overhead, and is shaped like a wing. And as long as I'm going forward at about 20 miles an hour, I'll start to lift and I take off. And I can fly to about 10,000 feet, which is high enough, and I get very chilly up there. This tank of fuel here is 15 litres, and I can fly for about 2 hours on that before I need to land in a field and fill up with petrol.
How does Mr. Carver keep control of the flight when in the air?
My controls are nice and simple. When I'm flying, I'm actually holding onto two brake lines behind me here. And as I pull right hand, I'll turn to the right. As I pull left hand down, I turn to the left. That's my steering. And the only other control I'm in charge with here is the throttle.
After this brief message, we'll hear of some of the challenges Mr. Carver experienced on his 1,475 kilometer journey spanning the length of the United Kingdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. When English school teacher John Carver decided to support research to find a cure for diabetes, he wanted to try something different. Approximately 1,475 kilometers, 29 flying hours, and 21 fuel stops later, he had completed the first ever journey spanning the length of the United Kingdom on a flying bike or flike. In doing so, he helped to raise over £17,000 and counting for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. His philanthropic voyage took him from Land's End in the south of England to John O'Groats at the northern tip of Scotland in just 11 days. What kind of challenges did he experience along the way?
One of the difficulties of this type of flight is I would often need to land when I was getting low on petrol, and I wouldn't have permission to land always. And I was always nervous, therefore, about landing. I'd always choose a field that was grass, and it didn't have animals in, and it didn't have power lines in. But the best welcome I got was from the farmers, who were thrilled to see me land. And there were a few dramas as well. I actually, just 15 miles short of my destination, I had an engine failure. I had the crankshaft of the motor blow up on me in midair, and therefore the motor stopped running. And luckily, with this type of machine, the paraglider is above, and you just glide in. I glided into a field, landed. I then actually had to cycle the last 15 miles to John O'Groats. Being, of course, a flying bike, I could do that.
A healthy body, an active lifestyle, and careful planning meant that Mr. Carver's diabetic condition, thankfully, wasn't a concern during the trip.
On the flying trip, as in any other day of my life, I need to test my blood sugar regularly, and I needed to inject insulin before I eat. But as I was flying for only about 2 hours at a time before I'd land, it wasn't too difficult. I think on the trip, three or four times I had what we call mid-air snacks, when I'd have something up in the air, because I'd just be conscious that my blood sugar was getting a bit low. But I carried a bit of spare food and some drink in case I had to land in the middle of nowhere on a mountain or something. And I had all the basics of a mobile phone and a GPS satellite tracking device as well, which was useful. So I was being responsible and careful. But I'm pleased to say the diabetes didn't really hold me back at all.
At the end of the day, John Carver's trip wasn't a personal challenge or about setting a new flying record on the flight. It was about raising money for diabetes research. And thanks to the ongoing support of the public and a loving contribution by Supreme Master Ching Hai, the amount raised thus far has reached over £17,000.
I must say, of all the stories I'm asked about the trip, and you know, there must be some exciting details and amazing stories, the most amazing story of all is the fact that I set myself a charity target of £10,000, and I was overwhelmed to have got to £12,000 by the time the trip had finished. And it was then about a month after that that I suddenly was contacted by Supreme Master Ching Hai, and I was told about this interest in pledging towards the charity to the tune of £5,000. And it's an amazing story because this just came out of nowhere, and I still don't know how Supreme Master Ching Hai heard about it, but it was absolutely phenomenal. That took my total from £12,000 to £17,000, which was absolutely wonderful for the charity, and charity are rightly thrilled with that. And as a personal message, I just can't thank Supreme Master Ching Hai enough. It's done wonders for me in knowing that really without going to too much difficulty, I mean, I love flying this thing, But it basically, I would be able to continue flying this thing, and it can do some really good work. This charitable fundraising can do some great work for these youngsters suffering with diabetes. And, you know, all of this does wonders to raise the profile of the cause that I'm raising for. When I first was contacted by Supreme Master Ching Hai, I did some Google research. I had no idea about the organization and everything that was happening. I'm a member of Sky. I immediately tuned into the channel. And it was fantastic to see everything that's done. And I felt very blessed to be included in that, actually. And so a massive thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you, John Carver, for supporting the cause of diabetes research through your hard work and dedication, combined with amazing aviation technology. Your inspiring journey is a marvelous reminder to us all that we can achieve any constructive goal so long as we put our heart and mind to it. For more details on John Carver, please visit www.flybike.co.uk. For more information on the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, please visit www.jdrf.org.uk. Kind hearted viewers, it was a pleasure having your company today on Golden Age Technology. Coming next is vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Often noteworthy news. May heaven's light be upon all those who endeavour to better the well-being of others.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.